Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a reservation code.
Yeah, okay. Let me start off with that 16-digit code.
2411.
Uh-huh.
0401. 0000.
Uh-huh.
8509.
I'm sorry, what were the last four?
8509.
8509. And what's a good phone number just in case we get disconnected? I can call you right back.
818-729-8380.
8380. Okay, great. And what's your name, sir?
Brenton Early.
Okay, let me pull up your account here. All right, Brenton. And what do you go by, Brent?
Brenton.
Brenton, okay. And the name of your business, Brenton?
Film Pool, Inc.
Okay. All right. Why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, Brent, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Can you just hold 1 second? I don't know who this is. I need to answer it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just hold 1 second. Thanks. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So
are you looking for equipment or you're looking for capital?
Here's the deal. Been away working on it. We're a production company. We produce.
Okay.
We have a lot of money tied up and waiting for payment because you get paid at the end of quarters. And our next payment drawdown will probably be at the end of the fourth quarter or beginning of the fourth quarter. So that's our dilemma right now. Hold on 1 quick second.
No worries.
Sorry about that. I want to clear it so I wouldn't keep bringing it. And so we're just looking for some cash flow where I'm just making one payment a month instead of a bunch of payments to different credit cards that we have out there.
Okay. So you're looking to consolidate some debt.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the credit cards that you have right now?
The brand?
Well, no, how many do you have that you like to pay?
It's about 30,000 is what I want to consolidate.
The balance? Okay. What's the interest on those?
They vary from 17.99 down to like 9.99, I think it is, for the ones I want to consolidate.
Okay. Do you have any current working capital loans out right now?
No, never done it, never had to.
Okay. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Well, that's the thing is we're a production company. It varies. The money we bring in on sales, like for production stuff we do outside here, kind of keeps us afloat while we do our own thing. So.
Okay, so you guys don't really like have deposits in your business bank account every like.
No, we get deposits, but it fluctuates. Just like, you know, I had as of April, I had $300,000 in my account that we went up and produced a film, and we wiped it away in Canada. And then, you know, then we have our working account that keeps the business here going, and it just fluctuates month to month.
Okay. But what did you guys, like, claim last year that you did in total sales as a business?
I think it's, like, around $160,000.
Okay.
Sales.
Okay. Okay, and how long you guys been in business for?
12 years.
12 years, cool. You like doing what you do over there?
Love it.
That's pretty cool, man. Your film production company.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are
Really?
you 100% owner of the business?
50%.
50%. Okay. All right. So just to kind of give you, just an idea of what we're able to do with our working capital loans, they're unsecured loans. So we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% generally of your guys' sales, right? So that's why I was asking you, what did you do? You did 160,000. I can probably get you anywhere between 20 to 30,000, right, in capital. Now that money is unsecured cash. You can use the money however you like. However, it's going to be a little bit more than a traditional loan. And you're only really going to be able, the term wise would be as long as possibly max about 2 years.
I see.
So is that something where it'll help you, or you don't think it'll fix the problem that you're
I
trying
don't
to
know. I mean, at that
solve?
rate, I might as well just stay with where I am because I know there's going to be fees, and your interest rates are probably going to be higher than what I have. I have like, look, it's like this. I have money coming, and once that money comes, I just flip, take a check, sign it off to Chase, check a check, sign it off to Bank of America. That's how I deal, and it's just like I see these things. I get sent these from all these different companies. Y'all tell me the same thing. So I randomly grabbed three of you. Figure I'd call, see what they're all about. If it works, it works. If not, it is no big deal.
So this is what we can do. I'll send you an application. And I need you to fill it out and sign it, and then get me 6 months of your guys' business bank statements and your most recent tax return. Once I have all that information, I'll get you for the try to get you approved for the most money possible. And if I do get you approved, I'll come back to you and say, these are your options. This is what you can do, this is what it would cost, and this is how long you can keep it for. If you like it and you think it'll help you out, great. If you don't want to do it, well, at least you looked into it and you were able to figure out, how these actually
Exactly.
work for you. So,
Actually, I have your application right here.
well, I'm gonna actually send you one that we need an actual signature on. What's a good
Okay.
email for me to send it over to?
Filmpool, FILMPOOL at filmpool.net.
At filmpool.net. Okay. And do you have a pen handy where you can take down my direct line?
Yeah.
Let me know when
Go
you're
ahead.
ready. It's
I got it right here.
858
858 909
909 8867.
8867 is the extension.
No, that's my phone number. 858-909-8867.
Okay.
So, and my name is Jeremiah. If, like I said, if you have any questions, give me a call. Give me about 5 minutes, Brenton. I'm going to send this out to you in email. I'm also going to just kind of list what I would need. Once you gather those documents and you send it in to me, it'll take me about 24 hours to get you an approval.
All right, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.